This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and British militaries have bombed multiple sites in Yemen, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th. In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman, Brigadier General Yahya Sari, vowed retaliation, saying there were 73 raids with five military members killed and six wounded. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel on Friday rejected as false and quote-unquote grossly distorted accusations brought by South Africa as the top UN top court that its military operation in Gaza is a state-led genocide campaign against the Palestinian population, arguing it was acting to defend itself and was fighting U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, not the Palestinian population. Israel called on the International Court of Justice to dismiss the case as groundless and reject South Africa's request to halt the offensive. Dozens of soldiers patrolled neighborhoods in Ecuador's largest city, Guayaquil, early on Friday as the country responds to a dramatic spike in violence this week. The on-air storming of a TV station, unexplained explosions in multiple cities, and the kidnapping of police officers appears to be a response by gangs to President Daniel Noboa's plan to tackle the country's dire security situation, including with new jails. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military and an alliance of armed ethnic minority groups announced a ceasefire on Friday after months of conflict that has claimed hundreds of lives and posed the biggest threat to the junta since it seized power in 2021. Conflict has raged in Myanmar's northern Shan state since October, when the Alliance of Ethnic Minority Groups launched an offensive against the junta. The alliance has seized several towns and border hubs vital for trade with China. China also announced the ceasefire Friday, saying talks took place on Wednesday and Thursday in a province which borders Myanmar. U.S. aviation authorities announced an official investigation into the Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet after a cabin panel tore off an Alaskan Airlines flight last week and forced an emergency landing. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration has grounded 171 Boeing planes with the same panel pending safety inspections and have not said when that order might be lifted. Most of the grounded planes are operated by United and Alaska Airlines. It's the latest in a series of events that have shaken confidence in Boeing. In 2019, aviation authorities grounded all MAX planes for over a year and a half after hundreds died in two crashes, one in Ethiopia and another in Indonesia, which were linked to poorly designed cockpit software.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The families of 10 black Americans gunned down and three others wounded in a racist shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket may learn today if prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for the gunman. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The relatives of those killed on May 14, 2022, have been called to federal court today for what's being called a substantial update in the case. The families have been waiting to hear whether prosecutors would seek the death penalty against 20-year-old Peyton Gendron, who's charged in a federal indictment with hate crimes and weapons charges. Gendron already is serving multiple life sentences with no chance of parole after pleading guilty to state charges. He apologized in court.
I believed what I read online and acted out of hate. And now I can't take it back, but I wish I could.
I'm Donna Warder.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has unveiled new military funding for Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv aimed at reassuring the country the West is still providing support nearly 23 months after Russia's invasion. Britain says the package is worth £2.5 billion or $3.2 billion over the next fiscal year and is the largest it has provided to Ukraine since the war began. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.